Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted? 1966, number 7 for him on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts. That was his first charted song on the R&B charts, and in a sense, it was his first charted pop hit also. He had something that charted just before that, but it only went up to like 120. So if you keep up with the top 120 or 150 or whatever it is, you might say, yeah, okay, I want to count that song too. But that was his first big hit on both charts. Jimmy Ruffin, and brother of David Ruffin, who was with the Temptations. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And the question was, what becomes of the brokenhearted? Playing songs today about being brokenhearted. Did you ever have your heart broken? Well, I hope it was okay and it was just some kind of puppy love, or maybe you got over it. But anyway, we're going to play songs today that are about people who have broken hearts. And a lot of good songs about that. And they don't all have to be country songs, sitting there just crying in your beer. It can be just some all kind of good stuff. So I hope you enjoy that. We're going to get started, in fact, with a doo-wop sound from the King Crooners on the Accello label. Michael Bolton, a little Blue Eye Soul, and then Cher is going to do one. So right now, though, the King Crooners with a song called Now That She's Gone.
Now that she's gone, left me all alone. She's gone. Now she's gone. Now I'll cry, because she said goodbye. She's gone. Now she's gone.
Now she's gone.
Baby, you know I miss you so. Goodbye. She's gone. Now she's gone.
Now she's gone. Now she's gone.
Now my baby's gone.
She's gone.
break these chains around me. I'm gonna learn to fly again. Maybe hard, but I'll do it. When I'm back on my feet again, soon these tears will all be drying. Soon these eyes will see the sun. Might take time, but I'll see it. When I'm back on my feet again, when I'm back on
you
That was Cher, The Way of Love, 1972, number 7 pop hit for her. And before that, With a Broken Heart, When I'm Back on My Feet Again, Michael Bolton, 1990. It also went up to number 7 for him that year. So, and getting us started, though, was just a great, great doo-wop sound. Now That She's Gone, King Crooners. That was on the Excello label, and it wasn't a charted record, but maybe it got some local play somewhere. If it did, I wish I was living there when I heard it. So, but a really good sound by the King Crooners, Now That She's Gone. All right, we're playing them broken-hearted songs today, and we got a big one coming up next that you'll remember well. Lenny Welch. Do I have to say the title? Since I Fell for You. And then we're going to do the Skyliners, and then a little George Jones. So here we go right now. And Lenny Welch, and Since I Fell for You.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. You made me leave my happy home. You took my Since I Fell for You. Since I Fell for You. Well, it's too bad and it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. You love me, then snub me, but what can I do? I'm still in love with you. Well, I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night. Since I Fell for You. Since I Fell for You. Since I don't have you.
said I'll love you till I die. She told him you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind, this time he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Oh yeah, stopped loving her today. George Jones, 1980. Song that went to number one on the country charts. Didn't do anything on the pop charts, but they got a lot of airplay on the stations I listened to. George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. And then we had before that, oh, by the way, that song was a Grammy Hall of Fame nomination also. It is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. And even on the Rolling Stone 500 most influential songs, it's number 275. So good for George. Before that, Skyliners, Since I Don't Have You, 1959, number 12 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts, and then Lenny Welch, and what a great voice he had, Since I Fell for You, 1963, went up to number 4 on both the pop and the R&B charts, and then about 4 years later, 1967, it charted again on the pop charts, but again, it's one of those that you probably wouldn't have heard necessarily, but it only went up to like 134. But it did make a comeback 4 years later, Lenny Welch. Okay, still breaking the hearts out there. That's what we're playing today, broken-hearted songs. We got The Man coming up. Boy, he could sing some broken-hearted songs. Otis Redding going to come in here and do one for us. Then Tom Jones, and then Gene Pitney, who had quite a few songs about being broken-hearted too, is going to come in. So right now, we've got one of the best Otis did, I've Been Loving You Too Long. Otis Redding.
I've been loving you too long. stop now. And you want to be free. My love has grown stronger as you become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. You're tired, and your love is growing. As our affair grows, I've been loving you, oh, too long, to stop now. Oh, 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 I've been loving you. I don't want to stop now. Oh, oh, don't make me stop now. Oh, hey, I don't need, please don't make me stop now. I love with all my heart.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love. I mean it. Just broke down and cried, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Fall in love. cast aside my pride. But when you fell for someone else, baby, I broke up all inside. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. That's why I'm a singer.
One of my favorite songs back in those days. I really enjoyed Gene Pitney. That's a song called I'm Gonna Be Strong, 1964. Number 9 hit for him that year on the pop charts. Song written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. I'm sure you've heard a lot of their stuff over the years that they've written. Of course, Gene did a lot of heartbreak songs too. Only Love Can Break a Heart, Half Heaven, Half Heartache. Let's see, what else did he do here? It Hurts to Be in Love. And just goes on and on and on. I Must Be Seeing Things, songs like that. But anyway, Gene did a real good job. I enjoyed all his stuff. Tom Jones before that, 1967, It Looks Like I'll Never Fall in Love Again. 1967, number 49 on the charts. But you know what? 2 years later, 1969, it charted again and did better. Went up to number 6, a top 10 hit for him, same song. So I guess some people said, you know, that one needs more play. So they did it a couple years later, and away it went. And the man of soul, Otis Redding, in 1965, I've Been Loving You Too Long to Stop Now. Number 21 hit for him on the pop charts, should have been number 1. And number 2 on the R&B charts, should have been number 1. But a good song by him. It's a Grammy Hall of Fame song. And even Rolling Stone said it's their number 111 best songs, influential songs of their 500. So Otis Redding, lost him way too early. You know, he died when he was 26 years old. Look what he left us. Okay, keep going. We're going to break some more hearts coming up here. We're going to start off with a Merle Haggard. Boy, he could do some heartbreaking songs. Merle Haggard's going to get us started, then Randy Van Warmer, and then, oh me, the Manhattans. So here we go right now. We got Merle Haggard in What Am I Gonna Do With the Rest of My Life.
I can make it for a day or two without you. And maybe I can make it through the night. I can laugh and I can drink and probably be all right until morning. But what am I gonna do with the rest of my life? I've got things that I can do. I got places I can go to this evening. I've got whiskey I can drink that'll help me not to think about your leaving. Yes, I can smoke and I can drink. Probably be all right till morning. What am I gonna do with the rest of my life?
Something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just when I most. Now didn't stand in your way. Now I love you more than I loved you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just when I needed you most. Oh yeah. You left me just when I needed you most. You left me just when I needed you most.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Just kiss.
say goodbye.
Just Kiss and Say Goodbye, the Manhattans, 1976. And is there any doubt that on both the pop and the R&B charts, that song went up to number one? Well deserved. Very, very good song by those. Good vocals, good bass. So, good sound by the Manhattans. Before that, Randy Van Warmer, Just When I Needed You Most. 1979, went to number four for him on the pop charts. And it even made the country western charts, number 71. And the man of the country sound, Merle Haggard, 1983. What Am I Gonna Do With the Rest of My Life? Went up to number three on the country charts. Didn't do anything on the pop charts, but got some airplay, I'm sure. But good sound by him. Merle spent nearly three years in prison. And San Quentin, I believe it was. And he was supposedly in the audience when Johnny Cash performed there. And he was already singing a little bit and probably playing a little bit. And I guess that changed his life. Good for him. Had 38 number one country western charts. 38. Okay, here we go. We're almost through Breaking Your Hearts here today. We got another couple sets coming up. We got our double play coming up today. We're going to get it started, though, with a young lady that recorded out of Mississippi on the Mala label, Dorothy Moore. And then our double play of the day, and maybe I should play them and just let you guess. You're going to know who it is. But the man that could really break your heart, Roy the Man, Roy Orbison. We're going to play two by Roy today. But right now, Dorothy Moore, and a really, really good song by her, Misty Blue.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, ooh, turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby, I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, when I say that I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you,
just the thought,
my love, my whole world turns misty blue. My whole world turns misty blue. Oh,
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you.
But you'll see lonely sunsets.
after all.
Oh boy, Roy Orbison, It's Over. 1964, went up to number 9 for him that year. That was just before he came out with Oh Pretty Woman, which a couple months later came out. Of course, it went a lot higher than that, would you believe, number 1. So, but anyway, It's Over, Roy Orbison, 1964. And before that, Crying, Roy Orbison, 1961. Number 2 on the pop charts for him. And that song also is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. And of the Rolling Stone 500 influential songs, it's number 69, way up there for Roy. Two good ones by Roy. That's our double play of the day. And he was co-writer on both those songs. He did a lot of his own writing. And I guess he did a lot of hurting over the years. Of course, he did so many great songs. You know, I could have played Only the Lonely Know the Way I Feel, I'm Hurting. Just so many, many, many good songs that he did over the years, breaking those hearts. And before that, Dorothy Moore, 1976, Misty Blue, went up to number 3 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts. That song was written by Bob Montgomery. Now, if you're into the older music of the 50s and 60s and know a little bit of the history, you'll know that name. Bob Montgomery was hooked up with Buddy Holly out in Texas, and had a group together called Buddy and Bob, or Bob and Buddy, I can't remember, did a little country singing. But he wrote that song, and along with quite a few other songs that country people had hits with, and then many people took it over the years and made pop out of it and made R&B, as Dorothy did there. But a good song by him, and good version by Dorothy Moore, probably my favorite version of that song is done by Dorothy Moore. Okay, we are going to have to go in a little bit, but let's do one more set while we're here. Keep this broken heart theme going. Going to do one about being broken hearted, but it's going to be a little upbeat song. A little more slightly doo-wop maybe, not quite, but a little group harmony from the Fiestas. And then we're going to do one by Michael Smotherman. And this is going to be a live version that I recorded, and you can find on YouTube. I recorded it way back in the day when I was watching, I believe it was Austin City Limits. And never heard of this guy, and he was on, and I had a tape recorder, a cassette tape recorder nearby, and was recording that show that night, and I forgot who was on there that I wanted to see. And I thought, well, if I can record it, maybe I can make it sound pretty good on something. So I did record this song, but this one did come off YouTube. I did find it, but I do have this version live on one of my homemade CDs. But this is Michael Smotherman, and I'll tell you more about him in a little bit. And then Gene Watson, going to do one that kind of rivals the old one we played earlier, George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. This is going to be a song that kind of rivals that. If you haven't heard it, you need to. It's called My Farewell Party. So hope you enjoy it. But here we go right now. A little slightly upbeat about being brokenhearted. But this is the Fiestas, Broken Heart.
tonight. Darling, do you ever see some situation somewhere, somehow triggers your memory? Do you ever wonder what became of all the time? Darling, do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever want to know if old dreams go on endlessly? But do they just run down somehow, gradually become a curse to thee? Of that melancholy jailer, darling, do I ever cross your
glad when I'm gone.
There at the end, Gene Watts and My Farewell Party. I have always loved that song, just listening to it. That voice he did right there, and he does a lot of great songs, but that one there was really good. My Farewell Party, you know, similar to the George Jones thing there, you know. He stopped loving her today, but here he is alive telling his girlfriend or wife or whatever she was at the time, just act like you cared anyway. 1979, number 5 on the country western. Didn't do anything on the pop charts. But I'll tell you something else, keep an eye on. Go to YouTube and pull that up live. And it's singer-songwriters or some kind of show. I forgot the name of the show they did there in Nashville. And all these people are sitting around, and they get him to sing that song. And he's just sitting there singing it. And he hits that note right there at the end and holds on to it just as long as you just heard it. And the people just stand up and give a standing ovation. And you can hear one of the people there say, he did that sitting down. So they were really impressed by what he did. Gene Watson, 1975, My Farewell Party. Michael Smotherman, 1982, on a self-titled LP that he did. It wasn't his first LP. He did one before that one. But he did this one, Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? And like I said, this was done live and on Austin City Limits. And I remember recording it that night, and I had a way back then I could record from a cassette tape onto a CD and later on DVD, CDs. So I've always kept that one because I just think he did a great job. But even the studio version that he did is really good. And I'll tell you who else did that song. Ray Charles did a version of it. And then Ray Charles did a duet album and had Bonnie Raitt do it with him. He must have really liked that song. And I believe Cher did it. I really like that song. He died about 3 or 4 years ago. But left some really good songs. No, nothing charted, but really, really did some good LPs over the years. The Fiestas before that, 1962, Broken Heart, number 81 on the pop charts and number 18 on the R&B. Really kind of a fun song by them. But he's telling somebody, you know, she's going to leave you with that broken heart. And that's what we played today, broken-hearted songs. Every song was about somebody had a broken heart or going to get your heart broken or something. And hopefully they all got over it. But thanks for joining us, and hope you enjoyed some of those songs there today. And we got to get out of here, and I always play an instrumental at the end. And, hey, broken-hearted song, What else could you do besides Floyd Kramer's Last Date? Hey, you know, it's our last date together. And a song that later on, Skeeter Davis had words put to it, and she had a hit with it. And I think even Emmylou did a version of that with the words. But anyway, we're going to end with Floyd Kramer's 1960 number two hit for him, a Grammy Hall of Fame song. Should have been number one, in my opinion, Last Date. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to catch you next time on BRC Radio.